Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back for another episode, happily. I want to give thanks to all of my listeners, all of my followers, and the most important, supporters. Thank you so much. And let's not forget the nosy evil people, the snowbirds. And you know what I say about that? I don't care what you think. You're wasting your time trying to find something to complain about. That's what you've been doing most of your life, probably. You find a snooper, you never hear anything good. You have an adult that tends to everybody's business, then they've been doing it all of their lives. So let's go into our show, because that's more important than the snoopers. Well, I start off with real talk. And this week, it's about letting go and letting God. If you're in a situation with anybody, now, it's not about family members, friends, whatever, and you've had a hard time, and you kept trying to reach out and help this person, and they have stabbed you in the back many times. But you get to the point where the last stab was it. Okay, when you turn off all communications to them, they don't like it. See, most people like this cannot take rejection. Most people like this, the thing that will hurt them is you not speak to them at all. Especially if it's somebody that's been in your life for a long time. And they're steadily trying to keep up with you. But you need to keep going. Give it to God, because he's going to handle it. They will stop going after you. They will stop harassing you. They will stop following you, because they're going to see that you really don't care anymore. And they did this. Don't feel bad for you about your feeling, because they did this to you. See, with somebody like that, I call those cows. With that right there, you're probably feeling good. You know, you're not going to feel too good at first. You're going to feel like you did something wrong. And it'll probably hurt to even look at them, to even hear their voice, if they have to come near you. But that does not take long. For some people, it only take a few days. For some people, yeah, it might take a few weeks. But you feel better without that person in your life. See, that is a holdback. You see, things are going well without that person. And you should never go back. I know some people think of it. No, don't. Because it's going to be worse than it was before. And it's going to bring on stress. And you know that stress kills. No, live your life. Let them continue to do whatever they're doing. Whatever they did to you that last time, going to be accounted for. That's the message with real talk. One of them, anyway. The next one is pointing fingers at people. How can you claim to be holy. How can you claim to be godly if you're always talking about somebody, never have anything good to say? You got to be talking all the time. You got to know everything. And that's a control freak, too. You have to know everything. Because if you don't, you go haywire. Don't worry about where someone else is going. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing. How can you call yourself holy if you're doing that? If you're tending to everybody else's business except for your own, how can you be holy? How can you be holy by telling somebody else they're not holy? You don't know what the other person is doing. You don't know what changes is coming on in their life. You don't know. So why point your finger at somebody else? Why plot and scheme to hurt somebody else if you are holy? Don't assume what someone is doing. There's a little thing called slander, too. I'm going into the law. There's a little thing called slander. And a lot of talking leads to the law. I know people have been talking ever since the earth was created. Yes, she talked about Moses and talked about Jesus, too. But it's still going to be accounted for. All of our tears that we have to cry, that's going to be accounted for too. Because the one that made those tears come to you is going to be repaid. I know that there's some hurt feelings out there. I know that there's broken hearts out there. People that feel like they're not loved. But God loves you, and he's going to wipe that pain away. Some people don't know when their pain is gone and everything is all right because things have been going so rough, but you're going to realize it. I'm happy to say that. I had to speak about that because I know that there's a lot of this going on. But now next, when you have someone true in your life that's going to stick with you no matter what, stick with them. If there's something going on, and I know that there's a lot of, I use this as the example. He said, she said, they said, they did. No, don't pull away from that special somebody. You pull closer to them. You talk things out. That's communication. Mother and daughter should talk things out. But sometimes that gets difficult. Say, example, you have a mother that does not listen, that's self-centered. Everything is about them. That's just an example. Okay. That feeling of love part. Take a child that has never heard the words, I love you, from their mother, but a few times in their life, and it's years spaced apart. Mothers always tell your children that you love them. Children tell your mothers that you love them. I love my true mother, and I tell her, okay, now, when this new person comes into your child's life and they open their eyes and see, you know, that there's somebody else out there that will take on to them, take them in, it feels good. Well, self-centered mother, you are out of the picture. That's it. And then you want the rent. And rave. That's not the way to go. Example, not pinpointing anybody. All right, let's get on into a little bit more excitement. I have to pronounce my words like this because I don't want anyone to misunderstand me. Okay, let's go back to the meddling neighbors. I had given out conjure tips to take care even meddling neighbors. But, you know, the more they meddle, the more things happen. The more that they pick and prod, they're in misery. Do you know why people pick? Do you know why people sit back and just look at everybody else as if they're nothing? It's because they are nothing. It's because they are down. There's something going wrong in their lives. I want that to be known to. That's just like a bully in school. That child is bullying because they're miserable. Something is not right. I tell you, you know, the world is full of things. I could go through a list all night long about mess. I would call it mess. No, you give yourself the prayer and you watch how those people melt down. Now, some people have something to talk about. Let's just imagine two houses together. And yes, the neighbors are after you, of course. And they talk about you, they're talking about their neighbors, but yet still, the evil one is trying to copy everything they do. I mean, you're talking about their clothes. You're trying to copy the clothes that they have. You're trying to copy the places that they go, especially if you claim to be so, you know, rich and just above everyone. People are going to find you out, and I'm not going to waste the show into that either, but I know that the innocent ones always have the victory. Things might look hard at one point, but you will have the victory, innocent one. Okay. Pyramid candles. Sorry, everyone. Pyramid caramel. Oh, I'm craving caramel. Well, I know other people want caramel, too. That's not a conjure tip. Please don't go get caramel and try to do something with it. Okay. Pyramid candles. Yes, they do come in different colors. But if you're going to use the bayberry with it, then it has to be green, not red. I want to get that straight, because that was brought up, and I could not get that in this person's head that it's supposed to be green, not red. Well, I paused for a second. Excuse me, I always have to have something to drink. And that's soda. Water, especially water. Now, I'm not going to talk about what I drink. But, yes, that bayberry can be used with that. And to strengthen it, ginger, frankincense, and cinnamon. Ginger and cinnamon, they're boosters. Even frankincense is a booster to money and love spells. That's the cinnamon and ginger. But the frankincense, oh, it strengthens anything. And like I've said before, either frankincense or myrrh shouldn't be burned by itself. It's very strong. And I love the smell of the frankincense when I do what I do. Okay. let's talk about poverty. Feeling Greek or flax or fennel seed. This is a very easy tip. I would rather say fennel sprinkled behind your stove with licorice root. It helps, well, I want to tell you this, it helps with weight loss. You don't have that desire to cook and eat all the time if you're trying to lose weight. But conjure, in the words of magic, it brings prosperity to your home. You would never go without. Things might look low, but you would not be without. And before you know it, you have a money blessing. Every time things get low, you will have that money blessing. Now, I think that was a great tip. I'm not going to give out tips that you would go out and actually hurt yourself with. And I'm sorry for that pause again, but I had to have something to drink. Okay. Now, disobedience. Let's talk. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm being led somewhere else. Swindlers. And trying to fool us workers. Let's talk about that. Now, I love using this as an example. I don't care what anybody thinks. Let's talk about South Carolina. Let's talk about Caddy the Kangaroo. Say, workers, if someone comes to you like this and you're trying to help them, and I mean, I know the economy is tight. So let's say you have a certain charge. All right, you break it down for them. But they act like they forgot the last part. It could be 50. It could be 40. It could be 75, 100, whatever. But they never say anything about it. Do not keep your mouth shut, because this work requires a lot. We go through a lot by our clients. So, open your mouth about your pay. That's electricity. There is supplies. Some supplies is made by hand. Some cases you can't even close your eyes. Sometimes almost a month. That's the best thing you need to do. Oh, it's possibly gas. I mean, it is worth it. Open your mouth. Do not be afraid to open your mouth to them, because they have came to you. You did not go to them. And I'm sure the majority of us would not do that to anyone. That's even the ones listening now. No, we wouldn't do that to anyone. If you want a certain service, you pay for it. If you want a Whopper with cheese, onions, pickles, and something else extra on it, you want them to put French fries on it, you're going to pay for it. Now, some workers need to stop doing this, but these people need to pay for this stuff. These people think that they have you by your private parts. And they're speaking of women and men workers, too. They think that they're messing with your head. Some call and act like this. All concerned. They're not concerned. They're just trying to see what kind of information that they can get. And I want to say something else. When you speak to us, do what we tell you to do. And we tell you to go put something in a grave, don't go put it in a mud puddle. Don't bury it on side the street. That's not the GY. And guess what? It's not going to work. It's just going to blow up. It's just going to blow up in your face, and many things will happen to you. So don't do that. Respecting elderly people. Do you know that you have the worst luck when you don't respect the elderly? You know, I know of a situation, but I'm not going to go too far in it, where there's no respect to this elderly person. They're doing the best that they can, but when certain folks come around, they are not getting the respect that they deserve. If you feel that you got to disrespect one, now I know some of them can't be a handful. I know that some of them are probably evil themselves. But still, try to respect. Try to respect. I'll put it like this. Don't respect anyone that does not respect you. I just put it like that. But I'm very fond of my elderly people, and I would do anything for them. But if they're in the wrong, they're wrong like anybody else. And I hope that you all understand what I am saying. Now, let's talk about looks, since people will talk about other folks' looks. Don't go out there and get a darn kinky twist wig. Now, you're trying to get some attention. Don't do that. See, you know, beauty lies within. If you're beautiful and you have wicked ways, then you're the ugliest person that's ever seen. But some people that feel or don't look too good and they got beautiful ways, they are beautiful inside and out. Everybody is. No one was meant to be the same. Yes, you have big people. You have small people. But some people really do things to themselves, like drugs. Some drugs make you look real bad. Some things make you swell up. I'm not going to say. But I want you to think about, look, your personality, and the way God sees it. He created all of us beautiful, but it's what you do and what you are led into that changes things. And God will change things for you. Okay? I think that was helpful. I know that there was mostly talking, and that was about one conjure tip. Now, on next Sunday, I will be taking callers. I will take callers at the beginning of the show. Now, with my rules here, you call and you can't call anymore for 6 months. You ask your question about the topics or the situation, and you do not try to take up time. The question will be answered. I will treat you with respect, and then we'll go on to the next person. I'm going to try to pull as many as I can in, but you got to remember, there's selfish people. There's others that want to ask questions too. So this is what I'm going to start doing. Rather than typing it or writing it down, I'm telling you right now, that's what I'm going to do. After the greeting, and after I tell the snoopers what to do. Okay. You know, I have fun with this. I even have fun with my work. You know, there's many different cases, and they're not all bad. And when I come into a case that has gotten its victory, when I hear that that victory has came, yes, I rejoice, and I thank God. Nothing is possible without him. Remember that. Now, we have a few past voodoo workers and other workers that we need to bring up. And it won't be on this show, but on next week, after I take the calls at the beginning of the show, they will be brought up. You would be very interested in what's been done in the past and how it was done and how great these people were, but they were targeted. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because I will sit right here and tell you the whole thing, because I love talking to everybody. Okay, a baby's shoe. let's talk about a baby shoe. And that's a newborn. That baby shoe is used to protect the baby. There's things that you do with this baby shoe that will put that protection on them and remove anything that's on them that was, you know, put on the mother so that they won't have a hard time in life. Please excuse me. That happens all the time. So, as for the shoe, I'm not going to give out that kind of tip. You can set your penis down now. But I wanted you to know what that baby shoe is used for. And it should not be used for anything else. Okay? We're almost at the end. And I'm just relaxed. You know, this is my joy. My work is my joy. And speaking of that, when you have joy stealers out there, you can reverse their actions. The first time that you notice that they are trying to steal all of your joy, negative words, negative doing, yes, yes, get that slippery elm. Get the devil's dung. Put it together. You need one other thing. Yes, this is incomplete too, because it's negative reinforcement. And I'm not going to have anybody going out there because of something that I said and mess themselves up. This is more of a laid back week. We're into a new year. And that's right. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year to all. And I hope that your year is blessed, full of love, happiness, and joy. I like that. And we need that in our lives. Okay, let's talk about people that want to break up man-woman love relationships. I just say that because, you know, it's the other way around now. They have the way has been paved for two men to get married to two women. So I say love relationship. Okay, someone meddling in that relationship to keep another woman away from your man. Hawthorne. Hawthorne at the path of your door. Hawthorne and at the end of your driveway, across, not up and down. Every entrance, it should be there. That was a conjure tip, too. Hawthorne is used for, just a few other things. But I had to tell you that one because I'm sensing that someone is really tampering with someone else's relationship. And everybody, I want you to be safe. I love you all. I have mad love for everyone I work with, my listeners, my followers, not snoopers, but the majority of the people. To my beautiful, beautiful family, Miss Diamond, I love you so much. Yes, my mother is a diamond, and I love her with all my heart. I love you, Mama, and I love all of y'all. So, until next week, please think about what I said and go by it. Goodbye.